Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're getting to know Penn Lake Christian Senior Boys Track and Field runner Logan Nenikoven a little bit better. And Logan, thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better first off. And we'll start with your pre-race ritual or the thing you got to do each meet day before you're ready to run.
Well, technically, what I want to do every time is just get emotionally ready, which I think is a big part because track has a lot to do with your mentality. If you think you're going to do good, then you're going to perform good. And then just the stretch, get your muscles ready for the run, and try to glorify God as your best. It should be the number one thing in your mind, and after that, to see how well you can do.
Sounds like a pretty standard routine. Do you have a favorite song or something that you're listening to on meet days that gets you in that right mindset?
It really depends on the day, but usually I listen to older, like classic rock, something that is near and dear to me and helps me get going. Pretty uplifting.
All right, fair enough. Do you have a favorite post-game or post-race meal, snack, something like that?
It's a good meat and cheese sandwich is usually what I go to. It's just something I look forward to after the race, pretty much.
Is there a preferable meat and cheese sandwich?
Turkey and any cheese, pretty much.
All right, fair enough on that point. Do you have a favorite track outside of the one here on Eagle Lane that you enjoy running at the most?
Not necessarily. They're all pretty much the same to me. To me, it's more about the race and the fellowship you can have with everybody. So it's less about track and more about community.
Fair enough. Is there a favorite meet or whatever that you have throughout the season or a favorite location that stands out as far as that companionship or things like that you get to make those connections?
Yeah, I do like the North Mahaska meet because we tend to be more equal balanced with everybody else, so it's just a lot more fun to have a closer competition.
Fair enough. Favorite hobby when you're not competing on the track?
Some of my favorite hobbies is fellowship with my friends and having a good time, as well as working and learning on the cars that I own.
Okay, fair enough. Favorite car, now that you mentioned that you like working on cars?
Yeah, the Pontiac Trans Am line. They're all good, and I've loved them my whole life, and I currently own one now, so it's pretty good.
All right. Talking to Logan Nenikoven, a senior for the Penn Lake Christian Track and Field team. Favorite movie?
To me, movies, it tends to change about which ones I prefer, but I think currently I've been really enjoying the Transformers line by the director Michael Bay. All of them are really good and full of action.
All right. That's I know that's a very popular choice. You mentioned that the movies change. I'm sure this one will change too, but like TV shows, anything like that, favorite one, or is it multiple?
Yeah, it really depends on how I'm feeling, but I tend to like action more than any other, so a good action show will tend to pull my interest.
All right, then. Favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is probably Christmas, just because then you get pretty much an entire week off from school, and it's a good remembrance of the birth of our Lord and Savior.
I do love a good week off from work, school, something like that. So very good answer on that one. Outside of track and field, what other things are you involved with here at Penn Lake Christian or just around the Penn Lake community?
I just try to hang out with all the people at my school just to have fun. I don't live in Pella, which is kind of hard, but I try to make the best of it.
Absolutely. That's the way to go about it. Do you have any superstitions?
Yeah, I try to go on a good vacation with my family once a year at least and get to spend time with each other because all of us are just moving away, growing up, going to college and such. So that's what we try to do every year.
Fair enough. What are you planning to do with, like, as far as a career? And is it something that you wanted to do since you were younger?
What I'm planning on doing as of right now is going to Southwestern Community College and majoring in automotive body shop and automotive mechanics because cars have been such a big part of my life ever since I remember, and it's something that I want to do because I like working on my hands and I like working on cars.
All right, and you've mentioned working on cars here. What kind of got your what was kind of the thing that introduced you to your love of cars and got you started on that path?
My dad, he currently owns two old cars, a 73 Trans Am and a 74 C10. And growing up with those, I just get to be a part of the old car culture and really love the old stuff. So that's my passion.
All right, Logan, anything else you'd love for our listeners to know about you today?
No, I think you touched it all.
All right, Logan, appreciate the time. Best of luck this track and field season, and thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better.
Yep, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Logan Nunnikoven of the Pella Christian Boys track and field team, letting us get to know him a little bit better here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page.